Financial planning advice from Envision Final. You can get it now from Luke Smith. Afternoon, Luke.
Afternoon.
The curtain's up on your show. This is you. This is you.
Let's go.
This is a fun topic.
As a famous footballer once said, put me on, don't waste me.
Yeah, okay. Trauma.
Trauma. I know. Fun topic. It's a bit of an oxymoron, isn't it?
What brought this to mind? Have you had these cases?
Oh, look, well, I pay out a bucket load of this stuff.
Do you?
And I think it's one of the best insurance contracts that's available to individuals and also business owners, because it has multiple facets to it.
So we're talking about trauma insurance cover.
Correct. So trauma events, so heart, cancers, plegias, bypasses, multiple sclerosis. Just think of anything that's really serious that'll put you on your backside, and there's a very good chance that there's a form of cover or a definition through a contract.
And Luke, that can happen just like that.
I've never seen anybody prepare for a heart attack.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, exactly right. So trauma cover is the payment of a specific benefit for a defined amount of money after an event. And a trauma policy has a range of definitions for a number of different things you can claim on. Primarily the big ones are cancer, heart, stroke, and then you start to go out into things like Parkinson's, kidney failure, liver failure, muscular dystrophy, osteoporosis, severe rheumatoid arthritis. So things that are going to impact your ability to perform your occupation. Things that may impact your ability to be a mum, to pay your bills, to pay your mortgage, to keep your business going. It might be that you protect a key individual. So trauma cover is a wonderful policy that I think is very overlooked. It is very misunderstood.
And I did not exist it.
Yeah, and a lot of people get it confused with TPD cover, which is total permanent disablement, that's generally held through a super fund. So in order of claim, I find that this and income protection are the first two that get paid, and they're paid the quickest. TPD cover has a three-month wait by definition. Trauma cover is paid on diagnosis.
Is that because you need the money now?
Well, it's just how the policy is designed to get you money in a time you need it most to cover medical, house, debts, school fees or anything like that. So I'll give an example. I had a real-life scenario of this a couple of years ago. I had a client with throat cancer. And from diagnosis to payment, it was just under 7 days. And it was a significant amount of money, but that significant amount of money allowed him to clear his mortgage, allowed his wife to have 6 to 8 months off work. Because now we've lost two incomes. So he's down and she's down. So trauma cover's there to be able to extinguish mortgage payments, school fees for the children, au pair childcare costs, also then to be able to cover the lost income of a caring spouse. Because there's a very big chance that your loved one is home chasing you around the garden after a bypass operation, making sure you're okay.
Yeah. So you get trauma cover after the event.
You get trauma cover before the event.
How do you know you're going to have the trauma?
If someone can give me six numbers of Powerball,
so it's a
I'll
safety
put them out this week.
It's a safety
net.
Like any insurance policy.
Correct.
Goes. Yeah.
Exactly right. And I think, you know, we're going to touch on why and how we use it as a planning tool a little bit later. But, you know, it's a capital payment that is generally tax-free. Okay. It can also be used for business owners to insure key individuals. So if you employ somebody that's a key revenue generator for your business, you might say, well, if we took out the $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 of fees or income that they generate, that could actually impact the value of your business and the longevity of your business.
Yeah.
So self-employed people use trauma cover as revenue protection. If it's revenue-based, it's generally deductible. In brackets, check with your accountant first. Where an individual holds it to say, if I have a heart attack, then I can extinguish a debt, I can cover a year, 2 years' wages, school fees, or whatever else it may be.
How much can you get?
Maximum's $2 mil.
Okay.
Maximum's $2 mil.
And of course, premiums are allotted to that sort of money.
Correct.
Anyway.
So trauma's also very good because it's not occupationally based.
Oh, right.
So as a radio host, a financial planner or a bricklayer, we all pay the same premium.
If I'm a scaffolder on the Harbour Bridge, that's okay.
Same thing. Because it has nothing to do with your occupation. It's medically based. Okay, that's very different to TPD and income protection because they're occupationally based. So if you are a bricklayer, there is an insured risk that may be greater than you and I sitting here doing the show.
Sure.
And then you pay for that anomaly in your occupation class. Trauma treats everybody the same. It's age, some insured,
Right. And up to $2
million. $2 million a month.
And you say self-employed, so I guess this would be ideal for somebody like a truck driver or a construction worker or an engineer, somebody who...
And look, this sort of stuff is great because it's paid the quickest.
Right.
It's clear. The definitions are clear. So you know exactly what you're covered for and what has to happen.
Yeah.
There's also full and partial payments. So you can have a full-blown heart attack. There's your $500,000. Clears your mortgage. You could have a stent or a bypass, and here's 10 or 20% of the sum insured because you've been out in a day or two.
Yeah.
Here's some money to cover some rehab and some costs and some out-of-pocket expenses. So right. it's really flexible and it's really valuable.
So, Luke, if something did happen to you and you were insured at trauma for $500,000, but you didn't need it all...
Or you get it.
You'd get it anyway.
It's paid on diagnosis.
Right, okay. So you can't sort of store the rest of it if you only need 20,000 of that for medical.
I'm yet to have anybody give it back to me.
Oh, okay.
You can't have
the rest of the cover just sit there until the next time you need it.
Well, now we're going to touch on that as well because a policy structured correctly with a reinstatement option is very powerful. So a reinstatement option says, in the event of a claim, you're paid.
Mm.
So I have a heart attack. I get the reports from the hospital.
Yeah.
Somebody like me takes it to the insurance company and says, look, here's what happens. Here's the definition.
Yep.
The insurance company come back and say, yes, you've met the definition of a heart attack. You've met the definition of cancer. You've met the definition of A, B, C, D, or E. The money's paid straight away.
All insurance companies have this?
All good insurance companies offer trauma, a form of trauma cover.
All right.
That's right. But as I say, it's not to be confused with TPD cover.
That's it. Yeah, that's a
because
thing.
I pay out more of this. This and income protection are the two things that, you know, when you were a kid and mum said, look, we're going to insure the car because we're scared when you go out driving, you might run into a Mercedes.
Mm.
All right. I think all parents should, when the kids get a job, some trauma cover and some income protection, because most people sub 30, 35 still think they're bulletproof.
Yeah, yeah.
And we all know somebody that's been touched by cancer if we're
everyone
honest about
does.
It.
Yeah,
everybody knows
does.
Somebody. So,
Luke, what surprises you most when you talk about trauma cover to those who don't know about it?
The biggest thing for me is the lack of understanding. Now, if we think about it, 30% of all deaths in 2016 were cancer-related. That's huge.
Mm.
Now, I'm sure that most people would say, if I have to go through that and I have to have chemo and treatment and expenses and lost wages and time away from my family, you'd want to have access to the capital to be able to do those things.
Yeah.
If something does happen to you, you want to be able to pay off mortgages, remove the cash flow stress of especially household debt.
Sure.
Because a lot of people go to the bank and they borrow on two incomes. Take one of those incomes out of the equation, you've got a very, very big issue. So I have a lot of individuals that have cover where they're solely responsible for debt. We also have husbands and wives and partners that want to leave their partner in a safe position. So if they did lose an income, let me extinguish the debt. It takes the pressure off, because the biggest thing I find is you don't race back to the thing that could have caused or contributed to it. Because if you have a lot of stress at work, or you have an accident, you're doing something, and you paid trauma, you don't want to race back to work to try and keep paying a mortgage and then put yourself in a stressful situation again coming off the back of a triple bypass.
But isn't it a good feeling if something happens to you, you've got this cover, and mental stress can be just as bad as knowing you've got a debt to pay, can't it?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, if we think about it, there's another little fun stat on a Friday afternoon. 59% of trauma claims for women in 2016 were cancer related.
Mm.
45% were breast cancer.
Yeah.
So,
well, if prostate cancer kills the same amount of men as breast cancer does
for
women.
Top three for men.
Yeah.
Yep. Top three for men.
So there it is. Financial planner at Envision Financial, Luke Smith. You can call him on 6260-4749. Talking trauma trauma cover. And you say this is not really looked at. I mean, no, I never knew it existed.
Correct. Right? And look, a lot of people come in and I say, look, tell me what you've got. And they generally say, I've got life and TPD through my super fund.
Okay.
I've probably got some trauma in there too.
But you don't know.
It's a bit like saying I'm going to open a banana and find an apple inside.
Or a needle.
or a needle.
Exactly right. These days too. So there must be surprises along the way for you.
Look, there are.
Yeah.
It surprises me that people don't know more about it, but I can understand that it is something that could be industry specific. It also surprises me about the confusion.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I have that because they think it's TPD cover, and they're two very, very different things.
Mm. I guess if you've got a desk job, you may not even think about trauma experience.
Well, look, exactly. Cover. You know, as we say in the office, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And I say that often. A good mate of mine actually registered the website. Mm. Thanks, right? Adam. If you're listening, appreciate it. But, yeah, look, I think people need to know about it because as part of the planning process, we use it to secure lifestyle.
Mm.
When we have the discussion, I say on the show a lot of times, always start with why. Why do you need it? Why do you want it? Why haven't you got it? So fixed costs, we generally try and people want the peace of mind of knowing my fixed costs, they're gone.
Mm.
And a lot of people also say, well, if I go down, you can cover your wife's wage, your husband's wage, your partner's wage, so that if he or she's caring for you, your lifestyle doesn't change at a time when you need your money the most.
Yeah, maybe the biggest thing too is mortgage and kids going to school.
Look, 100%.
Yeah.
We've seen more and more now with the cost of kids going up and up, prepaying school fees, au pairs, childcare, any of those fixed expenses. Somebody wants to be able to go, right, if I'm going to get better, I don't want the stress and grief of being able to have to fund that.
Yeah, I don't know whether Peter Dutton's got it for his open.
Well, look, I'm sure he'll, if anybody needs one, he can probably get you in there.
How do you use trauma in the planning stages?
Well, look, I think the biggest thing for us is then about saying what's most important to you.
Okay.
And we always just say we start with why. If we took an income out of it, could you keep living the way you're living? And generally, most people say no.
Mm.
Because household debt is very high at the moment, interest rates are very low, and people have used it as an opportunity to gear heavily.
Mm.
So replacing wages, extinguishing debts, protecting the value of your business or shareholdings in a business, and also, as I touched on earlier, protecting key people. I think this is the most underrated thing, and as I say, if you've got a good accountant and he's on the ball, he should be raising these things with you as a self-employed person where you have key individuals in your business that underpin the profitability and the revenue of your company. And if you think, if Billy goes down and he's not out there writing biz for me and I'm going to lose $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 in fees, that could have a significant impact to the sale value of your business, but also the ongoing cash flow and the viability of your business. So we're seeing more and more people look to key individuals in competitive markets and competitive workplaces because certain people are very good at their job and they are worth a lot to you as an employer.
Yeah, okay. How do you actually get into trauma cover? What's the process like?
Well, I guess it's like most things. We generally sort of say if it's easy to get, it's harder to claim on.
The reverse is true?
Exactly. Well, right. If you want to take something off the telly and, you know, do it over the phone in 3 seconds, you're going to be skating on fairly thin ice down the road when they drop a medical form in front of you and say, tell me what's happened in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
So it's about getting in and starting with why, okay? And then once we've identified why, we can look at how and what. Then we can look at the cost and the viability and the cash flow. And then it's just a case of completing an application. So you and I have a face-to-face, or we can do it over the phone these days with online applications. That gets submitted, and we bear ourselves to the insurance company, so we have full disclosure. And I know what you're going to say next, I'm going to run with it.
All right.
Once that's gone in for underwriting, then they come back and offer us terms. Now,
all right.
Pre-existing conditions, obviously disclosed at the time of application. So it doesn't necessarily mean that something is excluded. Two variations to a standard contract are loading.
Mm.
So if I was sitting here 6'5" and 170 kilos, I could probably do with a couple of extra lettuces in my dinner. They may say it's not 200 a month, it's 400 a month. So that's a loading where you're covered for everything, but you pay a little bit more because of potentially BMI or hereditary conditions. If mum and dad have both had heart attacks under 40, you're carrying 6 Powerball numbers in your pocket.
And Luke Smith, what about things such as diabetes?
Yeah, look, so then it'll depend on the type,
right,
the time of diagnosis. And this is all covered off at the time of application so that nobody's ever going to commit to something or pay for something that they're not completely comfortable having an understanding of their terms and conditions. Because any variation to a standard contract must be signed off. Okay, so an insurance company can come back and say, Richard, we're going to give you trauma cover and we're going to exclude multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
Because you've had 3 family members have it.
Right.
Now, you know that going into it. You say, okay, I'm happy with the information I've provided. Mm. I will accept those terms. And only then do you pay and the policy goes into
force. So up front, honesty is pretty important in this, isn't it?
There's the only sort
of honesty. If you're an asthmatic or you're diabetic.
Yeah, and look, a lot of people shouldn't be concerned. I have a lot of clients that come in and go, oh, but I'm on blood pressure pills and a bit of cholesterol. And do you know what? If they start excluding that stuff, no one in Australia will be able to get insurance.
Yeah.
All they want to know is, I know how I'm travelling health-wise. I've been proactive. It's well managed and I'm doing something about it. Because none of those things are automatic knockouts. And the worst thing you can do is assume that you won't be able to get it because you may be a little cuddly.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's where somebody like gets you the best outcome.
All right, Luke Smith, I get trauma insurance for either myself or my company, and something happens in regard to a car accident, and I lose that employee for whom I have insurance trauma cover.
Yep.
What happens?
So you're straight on the phone to somebody like me.
Right.
So part of the role that we provide is not just on the education and the provision front, it's also on the back-end delivery of, I'm off work for this reason, here's all my paperwork. Right. We take you through the process, we take that stress off you and let you get on with your rehab, and we do the paperwork side and liaise with the insurance company, and 99.5 out of 100 times walk in with a check and say, listen, there you go.
Yeah.
Because
peace of mind, isn't it?
Oh, look, it is. As I say, trauma cover was designed by a heart surgeon in South Africa many, many years ago to actually give people the ability to recover from traumatic events that haven't killed them but have had an impost on their ability to earn fun things and continue their lifestyle.
And good insurance companies will do this for you.
Look, any good insurance company that's out there will provide a good quality contract. So it pays to understand what you've got. If you're not sure, pop in, have a cup of tea. We're more than happy to review things because prices also change quite significantly. So if you've had something like this and you took it out many years ago, you could get potentially a better contract at a cheaper price with better definitions, which increases the likelihood of you getting paid.
Contact Envision Financial, 6260-4749, acronym of the week. You can do this one.
The fun in the sun on a Friday afternoon, BCC.
All right.
Basal cell carcinoma.
It's a shocker.
It's just a skin cancer. Yeah. Look, it's the least dangerous and the most curable.
Yeah.
And you know, Google told me today that 75% of all skin cancers fall in this bracket. So I guess the big message here is get out and get a skin check.
That's it.
We're coming into summer. Slip, slop, slap.
Do it now.
Know what's going on and look after yourself.
And he's got trauma cover for this because the 10th of October, Wednesday night in Phillip at the Envision Financial's offices.
Yep.
A few spots left, 6 till 7, 7.30 once done chatting away.
This is when
you're going to get the hands-on knowledge, aren't you?
You don't know what you don't know. No. I can guarantee you, you'll know more than you knew 6 weeks after doing this. And those that know me know that 6 till 7 could be 6 till 8.
Yeah.
You know, it could be 6 till 9.
You don't like to talk.
No,
what you do like to do is to explain to those who are curious about all sorts of things in regard to financial planning, are their questions are answered.
As I say, I've never had anyone hand this money back to me.
No. 6260-4749, Luke Smith, Envision Financial Planner at Envision Financial. Book the date. Do it now.
10th of October.
Yeah, 10th of October, 6260-4749. Thank you, Luke.